all of our great issues are eventually settled in a courtroom.
People take pride in their courthouse.
That fabric of justice is passed down through generations.
We don't really know how to deal with the future unless we understand what's happened before.
Ashtabula is Ohio's northeastmost county and the largest county in terms of landmass. The courthouse that sits in the county seat of Jefferson is actually a group of buildings built at different times in the county's history. The old courthouse, as it is called today, no longer hears court cases. The original courtroom is now used by a different branch of government.
My name is Catherine Whittington, and I am an Ashtabula County Commissioner. This is actually the room we meet in. We meet every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Next door to us is the prosecutor's building, and then behind us is the court complex and judicial center. So that houses the new courthouse, the sheriff's department, and our jail, and other county offices.
This is the location of all the courthouses. This is where they always were. And of course, we started with the log one.
We had a courthouse in the same year that the county was organized, which was 1811. That courthouse was replaced by another one in 1836.
The 1836 courthouse met an untimely end, and in 1850, it was replaced in a hurry.
There was a big fire, and it burned.
The legend is that the caretaker of the building had set the fires for the night in the fireplaces and went across the street to partake in libations. Apparently, he had a little too much.
And so came back and fell asleep, and when he woke up, the courthouse was on fire.
The next day, the commissioners put into contract that a roof would go up right away, and they started reconstructing immediately.
And so in 1851, the new courthouse was built, and that's the one that we have standing now. I think the general public does not have much occasion to go into that courthouse. But they may go into the basement of the courthouse where they have the office of the Covered Bridge Festival Committee, and they can pick up information about the Covered Bridge Festival. There are driving maps that they can get there and lots of souvenirs.
The Covered Bridge Festival happens in October.
And there is a big celebration over at the fairgrounds. And then you could go out and you could, we always call them the stars of the show, where the covered bridge is.
It basically is celebrating the bridges, and you can take a tour. It does take the weekend to go through all the bridges and stop and see the beauty of every bridge and what history it has to offer.
Ashtabula is the covered bridge capital of Ohio, and it's also known for its abolitionist heritage.
I think the most significant thing about that courthouse historically is that one of John Brown's sons gave a speech on the evening that his father had been hanged as a result of the Harper's Ferry raid.
In 1859, abolitionist John Brown, believing it was necessary to violently overthrow the institution of slavery in America, led an attack on the U.S. military arsenal in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
John Brown was very connected to Ashtabula County, and he was quite well known among the abolitionists here. He also had sons and people who were part of his raid working here in the county on farms during the summer of 1859.
When John Brown was hung at Harper's Ferry, on that night, there were four of the raiders that had escaped. They were right here at the courthouse.
I think the most important thing about this courthouse was just to go into what is now the commissioner's meeting room and to think about the cases that had been argued in that courtroom, as well as the fact that John Brown walked around those grounds.
The courthouse stands as a monument to strong people